Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for August 21st through 27th, 2023. So I'm back live. Thank you all for, I posted the, it's a funny story. Anyway, so I did a pre-recorded version for last week's update because I knew I was going to be away, and then I recorded it and then I put it on my share drive, and then I get to Italy and the internet connection that I had was literally like taking a time machine going back to 1999 and trying to download something from the internet. It took all day just to upload that one video, so I just put it on YouTube and then hopefully you all found it. I wish I could have distributed more and put it here on Facebook, but technology. But anyway, I'm back. I was away for almost two weeks in Italy, and I may be slightly a bit jet lagged, but thank you all for joining me live. If you are watching live, or even if you're not watching live, say hello. It's always nice to see where in the world we all are. And for those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. So yes, every week we gather live, except for last week, to look at the astrology and to kind of get a sense of what is the astrology trying to make us aware of? What is it trying to teach us? And you hear me say every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. And this week, I actually want to recap last week's Leo New Moon, because it was when I sit down and I look at the astrology for the year, I have a pretty, standard checklist. Okay, where's Saturn? Saturn's like the big, timepiece for our year. Where are the eclipses? Our second big timepiece for the year. Where are the major retrogrades happening? And then what are the new and full moons for the year? And I sometimes see a new moon or a full moon and I'm like, what's going on with that one? And so the new moon that we had last week in Leo, it was at, I believe, 21 degrees of Leo. It was on August 16th. And what made this new moon very interesting is that it made a square to Uranus. And I don't know about you, but I saw that Uranus energy sort of start to come in through the week and then throughout the week. And what is Uranus energy? Well, first we need to understand what sort of, classification Uranus is in terms of astrology. It's an outer planet. Outer planets move very slowly. Uranus takes 7 years to go through a zodiac sign. So when it leaves Taurus in 2025 and 2026, it's going to go into Gemini. And we're going to have a whole other conversation to have, focus on Gemini. But Taurus is where Uranus is right now. And it's sort of focusing its energy on Taurus. And Uranus is a evolutionary planet. It's trying to foster a transformation, a necessary transformation, because life cannot stay static. Uranus is the planet of awakenings, transformations, sudden events. It's my belief that Uranus is just trying to get us to grow and evolve by any means possible, and sometimes very quickly so, push us back to some place we need to be, or bring something in that maybe needs to be there. There is no sentimentality with Uranus. It's sort of that quick, sudden, that things can, the order of things and the change that things can happen very quickly. And I said quickly, like five times. But anyway, so what happened? What's going on with you last week? I was away on vacation, but, still living life. And I was like, wow, here comes the astrology. So the reason I also wanted to recap the Leo new moon is that we need to understand that new moons open up a new container of energy. It's like this chapter. We know that this chapter lasts 4 weeks from the new moon to the next new moon. So the new moon in Leo that we just had on the 16th of August, all the way to the Virgo new moon, approximately around the same date, give or take. Let's see. The new moon in Virgo will be on the 14th. So that new moon, sort of these are the bookends. And so throughout the 4 weeks in between, life will happen through the lens of that new moon. So we know that new moon we had last week was in Leo. Leo is a sign of the sun. It's about the self. It's about passion, creativity, fire. that Leo new moon is trying to reawaken something in us. Who are we? I realize that's, you know, a rhetorical question, but Leo is the sign that reminds us of exactly who we are, the things that give us life, the things that give us passion, joy. Throwing Uranus with that mix, and it's an energy that's trying to remind us, by any means possible, who we are and who we're not, and sometimes very swiftly moving things to in accordance to that. Sometimes it's a shock, sometimes it's an awakening, sometimes it's a liberating break from the past. And so that energy, even though the new moon is a week past, with us throughout the next 4 weeks. And I'm saying this because I think somebody asked on Instagram, well, how long does this new moon period last? Well, the new moon is, you know, kind of typically a 72-hour, three-day period around that new moon. And then we get to what's called the first quarter moon, which we have Tuesday, Wednesday. The first quarter moon is where we have that first big sort of check-in or manifestation of these new moon energies. Then we get to the full moon next week. We've got lots to talk about that full moon next week. And that's where we really see the result of something. And that's where a full moon can get in our face. It can really challenge us. It can spur us to take action, or something can really come into being around that full moon. And then we get to the last quarter moon. It's about time of wrapping up. And then we get to what's called the balsamic moon, which is a few days before the new moon. It's about endings, release, sort of integrating the lessons that we've been learning. And then we go into the next new moon. That new moon will be in Virgo. Different lens, different signs. So we just know that we're sort of in this very interesting four-week period that is really sort of seeded by the energies of Uranus. And Uranus wants us to grow and evolve by any means possible. Is something going to happen? I don't know. That's the thing. And it really depends on your personal astrology, depends on your personal relationship with Uranus. You know, are you stuck? You know, a lot of people say to me, I feel stuck. Nothing's happening. Well, Uranus will sometimes get you unstuck, and very quickly so. The other thing about this new moon is it sort of stands at the crossroads of, you know, we are wrapping up that whole eclipse series that we had between Scorpio and Taurus. And yes, the nodes, by the way, make eclipses happen. The nodes are out of they're out of Taurus and Scorpio as of July. But we do have that last eclipse in Taurus, and that will be on October 28th. So in a way, I'm thinking that this new moon and sort of the events that are happening around this new moon period do thread to that lunar eclipse in Taurus on October 28th, which then connects to a much larger story. This is why I wrote last week in my update for the new moon, all the links are in the show notes, is that whatever is happening right now has its roots in 2018, 2019. And I was like, you hear me say this over and over again. And sometimes the story is very obvious, and sometimes the story is not so obvious. But something began in 2018, 2019, because that was the year, May of 2018, May 15th, 2018, March 6th, 2019, when Uranus went to Taurus for the first time in 80 years. Yes, 80 years. So we have this whole period where all this transformative energy is being focused on Taurus, which is a fixed sign. And fixed signs, by their nature, don't want change. Their job is to keep things stable, rooted, grounded. If you know a Taurus, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a fixed sign. Even though we're the sign of change and transformation, it's a lie. We just want things to stay the same. But we just know that life changes and life ends and life has to end in order to prepare for new life. So I really wanted to, you know, kind of revisit this new moon, because whatever I said in the pre-recorded show, I did record a whole week before that new moon. And it's not to say that it wasn't relevant, but, you know, I wanted to put it fresh in our minds because it's a very powerful new moon. So yeah, I'm just looking at the comments. Crazy last week. It wasn't crazy per se, but I saw how, you know, maybe for me, and not in an obvious way, but, you know, I saw how it unfolded in other people's lives, and I was just like, wow, here we go. Astrology rode a roller coaster. So yes, and you know, for those, and I know some people are in Hawaii watching, like, you know, not to say that Uranus caused physical events in the world, but, you know, things can suddenly change in our lives very quickly. That, of course, is the not so nice side of astrology sometimes, but for some people, Uranus gives us the necessary awakening, gives us the ability to break from the past. That's why I wanted to recap the Leo new moon, because it's a powerful energy. And if you need this energy, use it proactively, like make the break from the past, you know, step out of whatever is holding you back. I realize easier said than done, but you have this energy supporting you. And if you go back to last week's video, which is on YouTube and Spotify, didn't make it up to Instagram. Like I said, it took me all day to just to put that on YouTube. What's I talking about? But, you know, go back and listen to it, because it shows you what area this energy is concentrated on. And, you know, we can do a little refresh when we go through each of the 12 signs. But we got a lot of things to cover today. Looking at my notes. But this week we are at the end of Leo season. So we are going to have the sun go into Virgo on August 23rd. I actually personally really love the interplay between Leo and Virgo, which seems like two signs that have very little in common. But, you know, Leo's a fire sign. It's the second fire sign. First sign, fire sign is Aries. Last fire sign, third fire sign, is Sagittarius. So the fire energy needs a container. Now, when it's fire Aries, the container is sort of, you know, bringing life into fruition. Taurus is about fertility. Taurus is about the earth. Taurus is about the soil of life and sort of the very foundation of life. Well, Leo is the fire of the sun, the fire of the self, fire of creativity, fire of passion, putting that energy into work, projects, service. Our work, and this could literally be the work that we do, or sort of the work, sort of a broader sense of work, it needs to be inhabited by our spirit, by our joy, by our sense of you know, creativity, our creative spirit. Creativity is not just art, it's the things that light you up and give you life. So Leo season reminds us that if we are going to do the work and the service of Virgo season, which Virgo is so famous for, our heart has to be in it, our passion has to be in it, our fire has to be in it, and how Virgo really brings us to the craft. And I love that sort of attention of detail with Virgo season, and we need the love to go into that sense of craft. Virgo is also the second earth sign. So first earth sign is Taurus, last earth sign is Capricorn. And Virgo for me is very mechanistic. It's very much about operations. We don't always think about this. Isn't that words that we sort of think about when we're reading the pop astrology definition of Virgo? Yes, Virgo is about organization, is about cleanliness, is about, you know, sometimes being a little anal retentive. I love Virgo. My mother was a Virgo. I have a lot of Virgo in my chart. In fact, people often think I'm a Virgo. But anyway, but I think Virgo is a very underrated sign. And I believe that if, you know, Virgo is the glue that holds everything together, because without Virgo, we wouldn't have these systems. You know, your life is a system. You get up, you brush your teeth, hopefully you take the dog out, you make coffee, or whatever your routine is. And these are the things that run your life. And it's not just that your morning routine, it's the things that happen every day. It's the things that run your life. And Virgo is like all the different wheels and all the different systems that run. And that's the thing about this Virgo season. It's not your normal Virgo season. It's not your normal Virgo season for two important things. Number one, Mercury is going to be retrograde this Virgo season. And you know that hopefully, you know, maybe you're new to my work. I don't lose a lot of sleep over Mercury retrograde as an astrologer. I don't like to, you know, really get into these tropes that are very, I guess, really, you know, ingrained in how we look at astrology, at least on a popular culture level. I think we miss a lot of the point of the Virgo retrograde. I'm not to say that Mercury retrograde. Not to say that Mercury retrograde isn't a thing, but it's to really understand what a retrograde is. A retrograde, its job is to take us inward. It's a yin phase. It's receptive. So this Virgo season means we have to go within. We have to look at the past. We have to review the systems that run our lives. It could be the system of how we take care of our bodies, health and wellness, fitness, diet, nutrition. It could be the system of our day, our schedule. Our schedule isn't really working anymore. You know, it has to accommodate new things. It has to accommodate new ideas. Maybe you had a lot of flashes of brilliance and insights during Leo season. And you're like, well, how do I make this real? How do I put this in my life? Well, maybe you have to reorganize the system so it's actually running on the things that you love, running on the things that give you joy and give you passion. Your systems of like how you get things done, like maybe you're overworked and you're like, wait a second, I gotta put things back into balance. Signs after Virgo, Libra, balance. So yes, we have to rework, restructure, reorganize while Mercury is in Virgo. Second thing, Saturn is in the opposite sign of Virgo. It's in Pisces. It's been in Pisces since March 7th. So this is a Virgo season where we are coming up against the energies of Saturn. And if you know my work, you know I love Saturn. But Saturn is Saturn. It means we have to honor our commitments. We have to show up. We have to follow through. Things have to be focused and organized. Because Saturn's job, one of its many jobs, is to get us to build towards a larger framework and plan and to take the necessary steps and choices to get towards that framework. If something's out of order, a relationship, a career, a personal life, our health, then this is a season where Saturn is saying, these are the things that you need to do to get back on track because it's not working. The system is not working. Or the system is working. Saturn's like, great, perfect. Let's give you more responsibility. Let's take the next step up in your growth and maturity. So we're really looking at, you know, sort of this check-in with Saturn, especially this week, because the Sun, the Virgo Sun, will make an opposition to Saturn, which I'll get to in a moment. And the other thing that's happening this week is Mars, and I'm going to have to talk about this more next week because it's an important one. Mars is going into Libra. So that typically is not a big cause for, you know, concern. Concern is not the right word, but needing to highlight it. Maybe that's a better word. I think the need to highlight it is because, one, South Node is now in Libra. And the South Node of the Moon has been in Libra since, July 17th or July 22nd. Oh, that's the date. The nodes, I did a whole webinar on the nodes, which you can still watch. Still a lot of great information packed in a two-hour webinar. Link is in the show notes. The link is on my website. The nodes are the compass points for the sky. They are this electric current of energy. They make eclipses happen, and they sort of drive our lives in a little bit of a similar but different way than Saturn. Saturn's very constructive, builds time. The nodes really talk about the story arc of our lives, the story arc of the year, where the nodes are. So the South Node is now in Libra. Mars is a trigger. Mars makes things happen. Mars is bringing us into the energy of the South Node. South Node in Libra. We have to look at relationships. How do we relate to one another? How do we relate within our primary relationships, whether we are in a partnership, a marriage, whether we are single, but you know, how do you interact and socialize? We are human beings. We have social creatures. We have to interact and socialize. And Mars going to Libra is going to bring up whatever your stuff is, because that's what the South Node is. It's our stuff with relationships. And it doesn't sound great, but it's necessary because it means we have to do the work from the past. Mars in Libra also is sort of presaging the eclipses, particularly the solar eclipse in Libra that's going to happen on October 14th. We're getting, in a way, an early preview. The funny thing about eclipses is that even though the eclipse is in October, we can see it. We can see the event. We can see whatever is happening around that eclipse a month before, a month after, at different points. That's astrology, and the eclipses are funny like that. So I have my eye on Mars and Libra, and maybe when we go through each of the 12 signs and even next week, really refresh ourselves of where Mars is because Mars is going to be a big driver as we go into October and start to really feel that we're going into eclipse season. That's a thing. Every 6 months we go into eclipse season. It is as if the curtain comes down on one act, the curtain comes up on another, except the difference this time is this is our first, it's our first eclipse in Libra, but this is really one of the early eclipses. We had that solar eclipse in Aries back on April 20th. That's bringing us into a whole other chapter. And I actually talked about this in my eclipse webinar, but for me, because now that the eclipses are going into Aries and Libra, I was like, wow, like last time eclipses were in Aries and Libra, 2013, 2014, 2015, my life changed. Last time the eclipses were in Aries, Libra, 2004, 2005, my life changed. But that's a personal share. That energy, Libra is my midheaven, Aries is my IC. But we will see. So then, those are your bigger points. Let's look at the astrology for this week of August 21st through 27th, 2023. So on Monday, as I record this, no aspects, but the moon is in Libra. So maybe it's a good thing that we're talking about relationships. We're sort of setting the stage for October's astrology and the eclipses, jumping ahead a whole 5 weeks. But the name of the game as we go into the beginning of 2025, yes, 2025, is really looking at our karmic history with Libra, whether it's relationships, whether it's deferring to other people at the expense of ourselves, whether it's how we put things out of balance and how we need to do the work, just like we had the South Node in Scorpio, we have to do the work around Libra. Tuesday, we've got Venus square Jupiter. In fact, we're feeling the energies right now. Venus, a little quick check-in that Venus is retrograde until September 3rd. Retrograde, again, just means the planet is in a different phase of energy. Venus is relationships. There's that word, socialization. But Venus is also money, value, investments. It's one of the money planets, for example. So we need to sort of go back and rewind. What is our relationship with relationships? What is our relationship with money, investment, spending, value, worth, even self-worth? This is sort of the duality of Venus. And so Venus retrograde means that we have to go back to the past. We need to work, rework, for example, and sort of see things from a different perspective. Venus square Jupiter, we had this, I think, back in June, was the first aspect. This is the second. Typically, Venus and Jupiter love a good time. Venus and Leo loves a good time, loves a party, loves to be loved, loves the romance and the creativity and the fire and passion of life. And I think one of the facets of this Venus retrograde is to look at how we really value and make time and invest in the things that actually give us joy and give us passion and allow us to really express our passion and joy or be in the romance of life. And maybe the times when we've sort of not, we've devalued that or devalued ourselves, for example. But you know, Venus and Jupiter, they're a little bit extra when you put them together. They love the good life. Luxury, especially Jupiter and Taurus, Venus and Leo. So maybe we're a little bit overindulgent as we go into Tuesday. We also do have Mars opposite Neptune on Tuesday, August 22nd. And Mars opposite Neptune, I have to understand that Mars is action, drive, power, motivation. Neptune, like Uranus, is an evolutionary planet, but it works a little bit differently. Neptune's job is to get us to do our spiritual work. It's not always a popular opinion about Neptune. It can make things very confusing. Maybe we feel like we're trying to, run upstream or run against stream. Yeah, run upstream when it's opposite Neptune. But there's a sense of needing to surrender with Neptune. And I know that word is a complicated word for some people. Surrender doesn't mean loss of agency. Surrender just means allowing something to happen, even if your ego doesn't want to happen. Mars is a personal planet, which means it's like, I want, I need, I desire this, I'm going to go after this. But Neptune reminds us that sometimes there are bigger forces at play, bigger plans at play, and we need to align our will, our desire with the something, maybe the will and desire of something greater. This is happening along Virgo Pisces, and Virgo Pisces is the helping and healing axis in the astrology. And maybe this is a time where we need to really work on helping and healing, whether it's helping and healing ourselves, or truly we can't help and heal anybody else other than ourselves, but to put things, let's say, into order, to let go of the things that we don't need to hold on to anymore, and maybe find some peace in the process. Then we get into the 23rd. The sun goes into Virgo, so we say goodbye to Leo season for another year, and we go into Virgo season, which is about Earth, the practicalities of life, putting things into order, sort of paying attention to the details. And this is why, you know, it's the season of going back to school, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere. Of course, it's sort of like the holiday is over and it's time to get back to work. Mercury does turn retrograde also on the 23rd. I believe it turns retrograde at 21 Virgo. And so this is a Virgo season where, as I said in the introduction, it's a little bit different than the average because it's a time when we can't move forward. We have to look within. We have to go back to the past. We have to do our work. I know it sounds annoying. I know it seems like everything's retrograde, but it's just the phase of energy that we're in at the moment. This is a reminder with Mercury retrograde that we can't always move forward. It's like we have to have that natural time to reflect and to integrate and to work on our critical thinking skills, because Virgo, especially with Mercury as its ruler, helps us to be able to critically think, for example. Then we get into the 24th. Mars, having made its opposition to Neptune, now makes a trine to Pluto. This is a pretty powerful combination. I wrote about it in the astrology this week. Mars and Pluto, typically, these are, you know, a lot of power, a lot of will. You typically see it in the charts of people who need a lot of physical exercise, or athletes, people who are very competitive. This is happening in the Earth signs, so this is a week to also move mountains, but maybe with Mars opposite Neptune, it's maybe not the mountain that we want to move, it's the mountain that needs to move, for example. Then we get into this weekend, and the Sun makes its annual opposition to Saturn. In this case, Saturn in Pisces. This is on the 27th Sunday, and this is one of our big check-ins with our Saturn in Pisces story, which began in March, March 7th. Wherever Saturn is right now, and you know, this is another conversation for another time, or to go back to previous videos, wherever Saturn is, that area needs work to build, to construct, to rework in some cases. But we're going to really get, you know, our next big stepping stone and what this Saturn in Pisces story is also about. And finally, also on Sunday the 27th, Mars goes into Libra. I'm going to talk about this more next week because it's important, but Mars is the action and power and drive of the astrology, and wherever Mars is, that's where we really feel the push and the action and the drive, except now, and or, it's going to start to really give us, like, heating things up in advance of the eclipses in October. Again, I'll talk about this next week and maybe give you a little bit of preview when I go through each of the 12 zodiac signs. So, let's just dive in, and let's start with Aries. So Aries, Mars is your planet. Mars is coming to the end of Virgo. So this has actually been 4 or 5 weeks for you to really work, to get things organized, to, especially now that, you know, with Mercury in Virgo, to really, you know, kind of stay on top of the details of life and really, you know, focus on the system. But maybe there's just been this bit of this pull with Mars and Mercury in Virgo between Saturn and Pisces, and it's really looking at these sort of deeper questions about meaning and truth and faith, but also needing to align your material life, your human life, with something, maybe perhaps your spiritual life, for example. Mars opposite Neptune is typically an aspect that can make you tired, sleepy, intuitive. It's sort of blurring the boundaries between this world and the next world. Really take care not to get into escapist energies. That's the shadow side of Neptune. But Neptune can pull us into our abyss we all have it. It's that space where we really sort of face ourselves and maybe face a lot of these deep emotions. Not for every Aries or Aries rising that's listening, but if you are feeling a lot of deep emotions come up, it's completely normal, but it's to really sit with it, not to get pulled down by it, but really move something in all of this. And I think that's where the surrender and letting go of Neptune has to happen. With the Sun opposite Saturn, it sort of brings you, at the end of the week where, yes, this is about having to make some big decisions, having to really decide what's important, what's not important, whether that's of a spiritual nature, an existential nature, or looking at your life as a whole. Mars, your planet, will go into Libra on the 27th, and that's like, one of the major hands on your clock going into a new sign. Over the next 6 weeks, and this takes you into the middle of October, the focus is on relationships. And that means different things to different people. For somebody, that means relationships are heating up. There's something between you and another person that is simmering on the back burner, and Mars puts it right front and center. It's also a time when there's a desire to connect with other people, really to see what's going on with your primary relationships or perhaps how you interact and socialize with people. But all of this is in advance of that October 14th solar eclipse that really says that you've entered a period of your life that goes into the beginning of 2025 where relationships are one of the key themes. People get married under this energy. People get divorced under this energy. Major changes happen in a relationship, good or bad. It's just change. But it's you to start to see what is the story that's trying to come up for you. Taurus. Taurus, so your planet Venus is still retrograde. It's just a friendly reminder is that, Venus is retrograde in your fourth. So a lot of the things that are coming up at this time are about the past, home, family, memory. Maybe if it's not literally about the past or literally about family, it's about what do you need in order to get your needs met? Are you getting your needs met? For example, it's just a really dynamic time to be a Taurus. It's been a dynamic time to be a Taurus over the last 5 years, if I'm being completely honest, but this is about really getting into these deeper emotional themes, emotional needs, and really making sure that your life has a lot of stability and security. And maybe this is in direct reaction to a lot of the instabilities and insecurities that may have been in your life over the past few years. That said, Mars is a major planet for you, and it's wrapping up its relationship planet. It's wrapping up its time in what's called your fifth, which is about romance and play and creativity and pleasure and really connecting with people and being sort of renewing relationships. When it goes into Libra, maybe this is a time where there needs to be some relationship work, putting things back into balance, or for some people having to be, maybe helping out a partner or helping out other people in your life. It's also going to be a time where the bigger focus is on health and wellness, work and projects, for example. I may have said this, but just a reminder, Taurus, that your planet finally turns direct on September 3rd, is to utilize this time as much as possible to get really into yourself, and I mean that in the best way, to really reflect and to integrate and to then going forward, do something with this energy, do something with this time, for example. But maybe with the Venus square Neptune, yes, it's very indulgent energy, but maybe it's trying to get you to get into these deeper, like, existential themes. What do I believe in? What do I stand for? I will say that, with the Sun opposite Saturn, you are going into a weekend where it is about making some major decisions and maybe having to look at, emotional health, taking care of your emotional well-being or needing to get real about something on a deeper emotional side for you. Gemini, so Mercury is your planet. It's going to be spending a lot of time in Virgo, and Virgo is what's called your fourth signs. So this is really this, I guess, 2-month period that's getting you to focus on home, family, roots, foundation. Of course, every Gemini is going to feel this time differently, but it's not an active phase. It's more of a receptive phase. And receptive phase, which means that you need to reflect, you need to go within, you need to trust your intuition more, maybe more than you typically are utilizing it. But it's also a time to reflect on the past and to sort through memories, reach out to family, and to really focus on your home environment. With Mercury turning retrograde into the middle of September, it's your time to naturally reflect. It's this reminder that the energy of life and the experiences of life, we can't always push out. We have to pull in. It's like if you're always running forward, you don't have time to integrate. It's just like you're just taking information and it doesn't stay anywhere. That's the purpose and the role, not only of the retrograde, but your sister sign, Virgo is your sister sign, for you to take in, for you to analyze, for you to sort of like see like what's right for you, or is this something that I want to like, you know, integrate into my life or not, for example. That said, Mars is starting to wrap up its time in Virgo. Maybe your home environment, household has not been so quiet at the moment. But with Mars going into Libra, it's sort of reminding you that you're in this bigger chapter of your life that goes into the beginning of 2025, where it's about really getting back to who you are, the passion of life, the spark of life, and looking at themes about identity, individuality, and self. But that's something that we will talk about more as we go into the week. I will say that the Sun, the Sun does make an opposition to Saturn. And because Saturn is in your 10th, Pisces, this is an aspect that has more of a weight for you. And so maybe as a result, it is a little bit of a weighty week. It is a bit of a week where you're thinking about your future, you're thinking about the things that are important and how you're like building towards the future and the duties and responsibilities that you need to focus on, for example. Cancer. So where are we at, Cancer? It's Virgo season this week, or it's going to be Virgo season this week. And for you, Cancer, I'll like do the math really quickly. Like Virgo is your third sign of voice and communication, how you think and listen and learn, which means you're wrapping up this time that's been really focused about money, income, material stability, and security, but also value. Like, what's a value for you? And it could mean that over the next few weeks, there's a lot of movement, whether it's travel, whether it's exploration, or maybe it's not physical movement, but a need to really, you know, sort through and analyze, because Mercury is also going to be retrograde. It might be a time, especially with Mercury opposite Saturn throughout its retrograde period, where you're weighing a lot of options. You're sort of looking at the different ways you can go, the different directions you can go, and maybe you've got some major choices to make. It's possible that this is a week that's really pushing you to make some decisions. It's also possible, because Mercury is turning retrograde, that these are decisions that don't fully form or play out or need a second look as you go in September. So maybe if you're making some hard and fast decisions this week, Cancer, you need to sort of give yourself some wiggle room and sort of reapproach your decision or reapproach the variables as you get into the middle of September when Mercury turns direct. Because when it turns direct, it does turn direct in an opposition to Saturn, although not exact, but definitely with an orb. And so I think that the middle of September is going to give you a lot more clarity. That said, Mars is going to go into Libra starting on the 27th. We'll talk more about this next week. It just so happens that Libra is the base and foundation of your astrology. It talks about home and family, and Mars being Mars typically makes things happen. So Mars going through Libra into the beginning, through the middle of October, can make changes in the household happen. People move in, people move out, you move, or maybe you are staying put, but the home is more of a busy place for you. For example, maybe it's a lot of visitors, but Mars doesn't make things quiet. It kind of agitates a little bit that part of your life. And with Mars making an opposition to Neptune this week, maybe like you need to figure out where do you need to surrender? Again, surrender is not a loss of agency. Surrender is your ability just to let something happen that maybe is like needs to happen or outside of your ability to see the bigger picture. Leo, took me a second. Sorry about that, Leo. So almost the end of your season, Leo. I know we got to wait a whole other year until we get back to your season. But if you are having a late in the season birthday, happy birthday this week. I can just rattle off a couple of people in my head that are having a birthday this week. But anyway, how you doing, Leo? That was a pretty powerful Leo new moon. And it's just your reminder that if your birthday was the 16th, 17th, 18th, you are bringing in the energies of the new moon into this coming year. New moons, new beginnings. New moons square Uranus. New beginnings that are trying to have a breakthrough, make a break from the past, speed things up, get you moving, get life moving. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out for you over the next 12 months, for example. That said, Venus, I just want to kind of quickly, check in on Venus because it is retrograde. It's retrograde until September 3rd, and Venus is your career planet. See what's going on in your professional life. If it's not your professional life, it's sort of about this larger sense of direction, like the direction that you're getting your life to head towards. Because this new moon and Venus retrograde and Venus in an aspect to Uranus might mean that this is a period going into the beginning of September that's about a course correction, maybe, or maybe a radical shift of values or something happening in your professional life. But of course, every Leo is going to live that a little bit differently. Also, Sun opposite Saturn. So for you, Leo, let's check in on Saturn in the 8th. And so Saturn is actually going to be in your 8th sign into 2026. This is a much larger period of your life. And this means different things to different Leos. But this is a period where you need to really take your emotional health and well-being seriously. This is a time where Saturn is getting you to do some emotional heavy lifting. Emotional heavy lifting can mean that the emotional material that you haven't been working on, it's time to work on it. It can also mean that this is a time to really get deeper into yourself, deeper around themes of intimacy, trust, vulnerability, opening up to other people, or even opening up to people that you trust, or even issues around partnership and sexuality, for example. It's a little bit of a heavier time to be a Leo. Certainly, there's a lot moving in Leo's astrology. There's been a lot moving in Leo's astrology the past few years, but with the Sun opposite Saturn, this is sort of this checkpoint in a bigger story about emotional health and wellness, trust, vulnerability, even financial matters, because Virgo for you is a financial sign, for example. And so maybe to see, like, what do you value? What are you worth? How do you need to earn a living? And really trying to find the balance between, either something literally like spending, or find the balance between the things that are important in your life and maybe the things that are not so important, for example. Oh, I will add, Leo, is that Mars is going to go into Libra, which is the sign that talks about voice, communication, how you think and listen and learn. And so this part of your chart is going to heat up and you may have a lot to say and a lot of movement and a lot of things to share as you go into the next 6 weeks, which we'll talk about next week. Virgo. Almost your birthday, Virgo. Happy early birthday, by the way. So this is a very interesting Virgo season, which I spoke about in the introduction. You have Mercury in its home sign. You have Mercury with you. And Mercury means that this is all about how you think, how you listen, how you learn, how you organize your thoughts, how you critically think. And maybe sometimes being a little critical and judgmental. That's sort of the shadow side of that Mercury in Virgo. I'm highlighting that because Mercury retrograde means that this is a 3 to 4 week period that takes you into the middle of September, where it is having to reanalyze something, see things from a different perspective. Maybe the critical thinking skills need some sharpening, or maybe the judgments have meant that you've only been seeing part of the picture, and it's time to open up to the larger framework. For example, I will add, especially with the sun opposite Saturn this weekend, if your birthday is on the 27th or 26th or 28th, you've got a Saturn opposition in your birthday energies. And so you're going into a year where you have to do Saturn. You have to take the step up. You have to, you need to take on more responsibilities. I know it's not fun, but you need to sort of be the thing that maybe life is requiring you or asking you to be at this time. So it's a little bit of a heavier start to the week. My personal philosophy is just do Saturn. Saturn's happy if you just do Saturn. You show up, you do the work, and of course, of course you're doing the work. You're Virgo. Saturn is in relationship, your relationship sign of Pisces, so this could bring on themes around relationship and connection and duty and responsibilities to other people as you go throughout the week. We are going to have Mars leave your sign. You do have Mars in Virgo presently, but it's going to go into Libra. We'll talk about more next week. And Libra is your sign of money, income, material stability, and security. And maybe how these themes about value and worth and money are going to be very highlighted as you go into next week. As you go into October. Libra, so a lot of things are happening in your 12th right now, and to be fair, Virgo season is, Virgo is your 12th sign. So the sun is going through the last sign in your personal zodiac calendar, and so it's like you've reached the end of a long journey, a journey that began with your birthday a whole year ago, for example. It's time to go within, it's time to reflect, it's time to get quiet, it's time to shed the past, but also to more deeply integrate the things that were important and the things that, let's say, had happened to you over the past year. As this, you go into this this Virgo period, almost a new moon, but we're not there yet. Rest, reflect, listen to your dreams, for example. Mercury is turning retrograde, so this is a period where you need to, into the middle of September, look at your relationship with your intuition. Do you use your intuition? Do you trust your intuition? Is there a block? Do you overanalyze? Because the analytical mind, it can really cut your ability to listen to your higher self. For example, Mars is in that space, and typically when Mars is in the 12th, we don't have a lot of energy. You're wrapping up this 5-week period that has been more about rest and reflection. Mars opposite Neptune, maybe having to look about themes about health and wellness, rest, not pushing too hard, but that's all going to start to change when Mars goes into your sign on the 27th, which we'll talk about this more next week. But Mars is going to really energize your sign, and it's going to activate this bigger period of your life that goes into the beginning of 2025, where it's about you. And it's about other people. It's about you and relationships and how this is a dynamic time. Last time this happened was 2014, 2015, 2004, 2005, where the eclipses are in your sign and also in your relationship sign. So you might be seeing themes about relationship highlighted at the moment, especially because Venus, your planet, is retrograde. So with that in mind, it's not about pushing out, but using this week to prepare and to rest in advance of life starting to heat up when you get into September. Scorpio, Mars is your planet, and Mars is wrapping up its time in Virgo. And for you, Virgo is your sign of friends, community. It's about society, humanity. It's your, how you show up in the world. It's the social issues and social causes that you're involved in. It's a very big place for Mars, your planet, to be. And it's also about looking towards the future and trying to get a sense of like where you want to head your life towards. Because when Mars goes into Libra, which it will on the 27th, Sunday, you are entering a five, six week period where it's about your internal life. It's about getting ready to shed, to release. Yes, you do have a solar eclipse October 14th and your 12th. And really either looking at your spiritual life or looking at the things that need to let go. For example, That said, you do have the Sun, Saturn opposition, so it's really about friends and community, duties and responsibility as you go into the end of this week. I will add that Venus, a relationship planet for you, is still retrograde. It's making that square to Jupiter this week, but it's still retrograde. So there's something about the past and relationships that you're still navigating and going through, for example. But if I didn't say this already, Mars is opposite Neptune. And, you know, sometimes when Mars is opposite Neptune, you can feel very sensitive. You can feel very tired, very drained. Can make you very intuitive. It can make your dreams more vivid, but it's just to sort of align your life. And maybe that's with Mars in the 11th, sort of your hopes and wishes for the future, your ambitions and goals, align it with something higher than you. And sometimes that's hard because it means that we need to balance out our wants and desires with the wants and desires of something greater. Sagittarius. Almost skipped over Sagittarius. So Sag, Jupiter is your planet. It's still in Taurus. It's going to be in Taurus until May of 2024. Again, this continues to be a year-long period of your life that is focused on health, wellness, diet, fitness, nutrition, work, projects, service, and helping other people. And in total, this is really about getting into the details of your life, making sure the system of your life runs. And with Jupiter in the same sign as Uranus, although you do not get the conjunction until 2024, April of 2024, coming back to a larger story where your life has needed to change in some way. This means different things to different Sagittariuses. Maybe the physicality of your life looks very different now than it did 5 years ago. Maybe you work from home. Maybe you're in a different part of the world. Maybe your physicality is different. Maybe you look different. Maybe you eat differently. Maybe your health is different, for example. This has been about the changes and sometimes the necessary changes that have needed to happen to update your life and update the systems of your life, for example. Virgo season for you is about your career. It's the direction that your life takes in. It's the duties and responsibilities that you carry in the world. And maybe you're feeling a little bit of the weight of the world on your shoulders because Mercury, which is a career planet for you, is opposite Saturn. Saturn, very bottom of your chart right now. It'll be there for the next 3 years. It's a focus on home and family, really establishing the foundation of your life and settling down. So you really have a lot of these big pushes and pulls that are happening between your professional duties and responsibilities, but also the duties and responsibilities in your home life. How do you balance the two? Mercury is turning retrograde, so there's sort of the story that you need to rework something in your professional life, rework something in the duties and responsibilities that you carry. Maybe it's not a negative thing that you have to rework. You have to just make sure the system works a little bit better. But there is this need to find the balance. And if something is happening in your professional life, it may mean that you have to get to mid-September until it can fully resolve, for example. Mars has certainly been heating things up in your professional life over the last 5 weeks. It will sort of take the pressure off of you as it goes into Libra. That starts on the 27th, and we will talk about that next week. Capricorn. Capricorn, Saturn is your planet. Saturn continues to be in what's called your third sign, Pisces. It'll be there until February 2026. So we're in it for the long haul, Capricorn, but that's what you do. That's what your sign is all about. You really focus your energy on one part of life, and that's sort of these big three-year chapters that your life unfolds over the arc of 30 years. Yes, 30 years. But anyway, what do we got this week? So we got the Sun going into Virgo, and Virgo is your ninth sign, which means you're wrapping up this four-week period of doing a lot of deep emotional inner work, facing your fears and facing yourself. And maybe what are you bringing with you as the Sun goes into the ninth? Because the ninth is the space we need to figure out what you stand for, what do you believe in, and what do you think is true? And often these things are very much informed about when we go through those things in life that really test us, that really are these emotional, personal emotional trials, for example. That said, the next 4 weeks could be about travel, exploration, getting on a plane, getting in a car, going to see the world. the physicality of the world is needing to open up your eyes to the world, whether it's your education, philosophy, faith, truth, and meaning. Saturn in the third says the next 4 weeks especially is about education, whether that's the literalness of that statement or really like what's the education in your life, for example. And maybe there's a need to really look at speaking, communication, writing, thinking, taking classes, higher education, getting your ideas out there, feeling like you're really aligned with a sense of mission and purpose as you go into the next 4 weeks, for example. Aquarius, Saturn is your planet, kind of like Capricorn. You are in it for the long haul because Saturn is going to be in your second sign of money and income into the beginning of 2026. So this is this bigger period of your life that's about value. That statement has two ways of looking at it. It's the literalness of that statement, like you need to really look at what is important, what do you need on a physical level, making investments, focusing on your material life, how you earn a living, really building up your material life, for example, or really getting into like value, self-worth value, for example. And so how does this time really start to build the physicality of your life? But it's just been a little bit of a bumpy road because, you know, Saturn being Saturn. And I think that this is a time to get stable because the last 4 years have maybe not been the most stable, for example. That said, Virgo season for you is about health and wellness. It's also about really tending to the systems that run your life. Is the system working? Let me make sure that's correct. Yes. Eighth. Is that right? Saturn's in your Virgo is your eighth sign. Sorry, not sixth. Eighth sign. So the next 4 weeks is about emotional health and wellness. Maybe it's emotional systems. Maybe it's the things that, you know, talk about trust, intimacy, vulnerability, and really opening up and letting people in, for example. With the Sun in Virgo, with Saturn in the second, it's about money, it's about investments, finance, making sure everything isn't organized, making sure your estate is organized. I realize it's a big statement, but I'm Scorpio, estate planning is real. Do the work. With that Sun opposite Saturn, really look this week, you know, what is the bigger milestone that you're reaching this week? With Mars is a major planet for you. It is your career sign. It's really reconcile, like, where is your life headed? Like, what's the direction that your life is headed? Because with the opposition, the Neptune, you need to make sure that it is aligned with some higher spiritual values or higher calling, or making sure that it is aligned with the greater spiritual design for your life. Finally, a Pisces. So Pisces got a lot going on in your sign by extension because a lot is going on in Virgo at the moment, and Virgo is your opposing sign. Opposing sign is not bad. It doesn't mean that, you know, you and Virgo butt heads. You're a complement. You know, Virgo talks about the physicality of life. It's earthly service. You're about the non-physicality of life. It's about spiritual service. You sort of complement each other. And both signs have a deep desire to help and to heal and to help other people. For example, that said, Saturn is in your sign. You do have the Sun going to Virgo. You have Mercury in Virgo. Mars is just about to leave Virgo. It's about you and other people needing to make some serious decisions, need to make some commitments, and sometimes even some commitments to yourself. And I think sometimes the hardest thing with having Saturn in your own sign, especially if you're a Pisces rising, is that it's on you. You have to stand on your own two feet. You can't quite rely on other people at the moment. You have to advocate for yourself. You have to really, you know what you need, for example. That said, the Sun in Virgo does put the focus on other people, relationships. This is all in advance of next month's Virgo new moon with Mercury retrograde into the middle of September. There's something about relationships that need a rework, especially with the opposition to Saturn next month. Relationships that are out of balance need to be put back in balance. Relationships need work. They need work. If relationships need to end, maybe they end, or maybe they become solid, for example, because Saturn actually loves relationships. But there's a lot of things that are happening, and maybe a lot of emotions are coming up this week as a result, Pisces. So We had a lot to cover this week because, you know, I've been away and I need to make sure we all sort of really get focused on the energies of this Leo new moon. But yeah, thank you all for joining me for another live look at the astrology. I appreciate each and every one of you. Follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Spotify. I'm on YouTube. You can sign up for my newsletter. I know some of you are clients. So yes, you can book a one-on-one consultation with me. But we got a lot to cover next week. Pisces full moon. We got Mars in Virgo. I think there's something else. Uranus retrograde. Until next week, have a wonderful week. Take care. Bye-bye.